Do you ever have those moments when you happen to pause and look around you with fresh eyes? When you seem to all of a sudden notice how much something or someone has changed? The growth that has happened within someone? Because to be honest, I've been having these moments a little bit lately. If I can get the clicker to work. This is my eldest daughter, and I remember the day that she was born, holding her in my arms, this tiny little person. And I'll be honest, I'm freaking out a little bit because my little daughter is no longer that little, and instead she's heading to high school next year. She's heading to youth group where I've spent a lot of my working life working with that age of person, and there are moments as a parent that I just happen to stop and look and see with fresh eyes, and I go, where has the time gone? How did something so tiny, this tiny little person that I held in my arms, become this big person who probably would not appreciate it if I tried to hold her in my arms in the same way today? This miracle that from something so small, something big has grown. And this idea is not just around kids. It is so many things in the world around us, so many things that we see. Yes, it's a baby that grows to be an adult. But it's also a seed planted in the ground that becomes a tree. It's a dream that through hard work becomes a reality. It's a block of land that then becomes a home. We see this idea of from little things, big things growing all around us. And I want to encourage you to just keep this idea in your mind today because we are continuing our journey through the Gospel of Mark. And today I want to take the opportunity to unpack two parables that Jesus shared in this gospel. Two parables that have at the core of them this idea that from something small, something big and amazing grows. Now, these parables continue directly on from what Megan was sharing about last week, where she shared about the parable of the four soils and the reason that Jesus should taught in parables. It was to create, make the teaching accessible for everyone, to be able to share and encourage people to listen deeply and to think and ask questions. But today we're going to be sitting in Mark chapter 4, and so if you've got your Bibles, please open them to Mark chapter 4. We're going to start with parable number 1 in verses 26 to 29. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Just a couple of observations about this parable. The first is, he also said. Mark wants us to understand that this is continuing on. This is building on the things that have already been spoken about, the things that Megan shared last week. It's not just an isolated thing, but it's building on and giving us a fuller picture. And it also says, the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is a place where God is king. Makes sense. It's a place where God is honored as king. It's a place where God rules. And it's the place where people are choosing to live God's way. It is the place where people are choosing to live out the way that God desires. But it also refers to the heart of a person as they seek to live out God's way. It's both a group of people and an individual. And in this parable, we're talking to the individual heart, because it talks about a man scatters seed on the ground, and it's building on that imagery that was shared last week, the idea of God's word and the good news being scattered and shared and taking root in people's hearts. And so this first parable, when it talks about the kingdom of God, it's what does it look like for someone to come to know God as King, to come to know Jesus as Lord? It's about evangelism. It is about sharing the gospel and the good news. And so what do we learn from this parable? What is Jesus wanting us to understand about the kingdom of God from it? The first thing is in verse 28. It says, all by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. There is this idea of a process at work. There is this idea of something, then something, then something, then something. And the thing that Jesus wants us to understand is that growth happens over time. I remember earlier this year in kids' church, the kids were looking at fruits of the Spirit and they were looking at patience. And many of you would have had grass heads returned to your home. You know, where you take a stocking and some soil and you put some grass seeds in it. And then you put that stocking in some water. And it was for the fruit of the Spirit, patience. Because there's a really important thing that you learn with grass heads, and that is, it is not this instantaneous thing where you just add water and suddenly you've got this lovely grass. Instead, you put the water in the jar, you put the stocking over it, you watch the water get sucked up, and nothing happens. And then maybe in a day, nothing happens. And then maybe the next day, nothing happens. And then maybe the next day you notice something has happened. There's a small little bit of growth. There is a small little bit of green starting to appear. And the next day there's a little bit more. And the next day there's a little bit more. Until eventually you start to get some blades of grass coming out the top. You start to see this growth coming out of the grass head. But anyone who has done any form of gardening understands that when you're talking about plants, when you're talking about seeds, it is not an instantaneous, just add water and bang, it's there. If it was, I'd probably be a little bit more interested in gardening. But the thing is, we know this principle is at work. We know that things take time to grow because it's all around us. And yet, I don't know about you, but I often forget that when I'm dealing with people. I often forget that as I take the opportunity and maybe scatter some seeds. I share about who Jesus is. I share about the good news. And I can see that there's something happening in them. I can see that there's movement, that there's response to it, that God's Spirit is moving in them. And then the conversation moves on. And there's almost this sense of failure in me going, but there wasn't a resolution. There wasn't, you know, a finishing. There wasn't a full-grown plant. What went wrong? What did I do wrong? And in this parable, Jesus is wanting us to understand we're expecting instant results, but that's not the way it works. Growth takes time. Jesus is saying, take heart because God is at work even when you don't see anything happening. See, the parable talks about all by itself, the seed does these things. That is God at work. We scatter seeds. We share good news. We tell people about who Jesus is. We encourage them. We share what he's done in our lives. And we scatter seeds. And sometimes we might see something start to happen. Sometimes we don't. But God is at work. even in those moments when we don't see him, even in those moments when it feels like nothing is happening. See, I think back over my own story, my own journey. I grew up in a family that semi-regularly went to church. I grew up knowing all sorts of Bible stories. And even though I grew up in that environment, even though I grew up in that place, it took time for God to actually grow something in me. It took time for God to grow something in me that helped me to realize that I needed repentance, that I needed a personal relationship with Jesus, that just coming to church and just showing up is not enough, but God wanted a relationship with me. There was time for God to actually bring that to fruition in me. Jesus wants us to understand God is at work, even when we don't see him, even when it appears like nothing is happening, because it takes time. And that leads into our second lesson. In verse 27, it says, "Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how." Jesus is wanting us to understand that growing the plant is not actually our responsibility. And this seems a little bit weird, right? Because we can all think of those times in the Bible where it says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey." We can think of examples where we are called to tell people about who Jesus is. We are called to tell them of the good news of who he is, what he's done in our lives. We're invited to grow God's kingdom. And yet, at the same time, making the plant grow is not actually our job. There's a beautiful freedom that is in this parable for us. This beautiful releasing of pressure. See, when you look at the entire parable, he also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. There are only two actions that the person takes. One, he scatters the seed. He tells people, shares the good news. He shares faith. He shares who Jesus is with people. And the second action is he harvests the grown plant. Nowhere in this parable does he actually grow the plant. Nowhere does he take the out a rolling pin and try and roll out the seed to turn it into a long stalk. Nowhere does he get his sewing kit out and add kernels to the end of the plant to make it a full-grown plant. Instead, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. There is something about God at work in this parable. And Paul speaks of something similar in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He says, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but it is God who makes it grow." There is this idea that Paul was sharing the good news. Somebody else was coming along and those seeds that had been watered, they were watering it, telling more of God's goodness and faithfulness, encouraging the growth. But at the end of the day, it is God who makes it grow. And this is what Jesus wants us to understand from this parable as well. We are not responsible for growing the plant. We are not responsible for whether or not somebody chooses to believe. Because the truth is, we can't force people into God's kingdom. We can't force people to believe. We can't force them to choose Jesus as king. And in fact, horrible things have happened over history as we've seen people try and do that. Instead, it is invitation. Instead, it is sharing and letting God do the work. Because the key idea here is we can't make the plant grow. Instead, we are just called to be faithful with those small, simple acts that God has given us. We have been called to be faithful with the act of scattering seed and of welcoming people into the kingdom. We're called to scatter the seed, to share the good news of who Jesus is, to share stories of what God has done in our life, to bring hope to people. And as Megan was sharing last week, it's about sharing effectively, starting with where people are at. We're called to scatter the seed wide. But we're also called to harvest, to welcome people into the kingdom of God when God has grown that plant to maturity inside someone, to welcome them in to the body of believers, to welcome them into God's kingdom, to support them as they go, you know what? I want to follow God's way. There's something that I need. I want to follow the way of Jesus. I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. This is what we're called to do. These small, simple acts. And there's a beautiful freedom in this. Because so often, sharing good news comes with this burden and this worry of, well, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I don't have all the right words? What if I miss something from the gospel? There's this fear and worry and concern, and yet there's a freedom in this because all we are called to do is scatter the seed, to be faithful in choosing to share about who Jesus is and what he's done. And it's not a release from doing anything. We're still called to scatter that seed. We're still called to water it, to encourage growth where we can. But it's God who makes it grow. He's God who brings people to faith. He's God who raises this plant up. And so Jesus shared two parables in this section. And parable number two starts at verse 30. And it says, again he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He didn't say anything to them without using a parable, but when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything. Verses 33 and 34 at the end there, it talks about he spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. Jesus' desire in using these parables was to provide an accessible way for people to hear the good news. This is what Megan was sharing last week, but with his disciples who were a little bit further along the journey, he went deeper. Because they were prepared for it, they were ready for it, and they still struggled with it. And here again, we're talking about the kingdom of God. But this time, rather than speaking of an individual's heart, this is the kingdom of God in a place. And we see this because it's talking about like a single tree, but also it talks about the imagery of birds. That refers to nations. Others coming and sheltering in the branches, finding security and safety. And I'm not much of a gardener, so I can't really imagine in my head like how big a mustard tree is or anything like that. But I learned earlier this year from David Blackman that the Australian equivalent is a coolabah seed. and a coolabah tree. And I have a picture here. On the left is a coolabah seed. And in case you can't read the length down the bottom, it is 1.836 millimeters long. So a very big seed, of course. But on the right, that is what that seed becomes. A massive, mighty, tall tree that provides shelter, that provides security, that provides safety and shade. This is an incredible example of what God can grow from something so small. And what Jesus is wanting us to understand from this parable is that God grows his kingdom with small acts of faithfulness. See, this parable is about providing hope. This parable is about providing hope when things seem overwhelming, when things seem too much and too hard. Because how many times do we look at the world around us? Do we look at the things that are going on and we say, there is so much pain. There's so much suffering. There is so much hurt. There is so much anger. The problems are so big. Maybe we look at our town of Alice Springs and go, there's so much poverty. So much anger. There's so much hurt. There's so many things going on. And so what can I do? And the problems just seem too big. They seem too complex. They seem too powerful, too hard. And it's, what am I meant to do? We wonder, where do we even start? But I'm sure that we've all had that experience as we've walked along a footpath or ridden along a footpath only to trip or fall because the footpath is being lifted up by a tree root. Something that started out incredibly small then becomes powerful enough to lift up, to disrupt what was there. If a tree is too close to a house foundation, it grows up and it destroys the foundation. This massive building is disrupted by a tree growing from something incredibly small. And this is the image that Jesus gives us for his kingdom. Because when Jesus speaks this parable, he's saying, take heart. I know that there are problems. I know that there are hard things. I know that there are problems around you and you're going, but where do I start? What do I do? And this is God saying to us, I don't expect you to fix it all. Instead, let me help. Let me grow my kingdom with small acts of faithfulness from a small seed. Because if God's kingdom is the place where God reigns, where God is ruler, if it's a place where people are following his commands and where Jesus is Lord, where people are living his way, regardless of what the people around them are doing, then it's an encouragement when we choose to live in a way that honors God with those small acts of faithfulness. His kingdom will grow. See, we can look at the things around us. We can go, it's too overwhelming, too big to do. And yet what if, rather than looking at the massive problem, we instead chose to be faithful in what God's calling us to do? What if we chose to be faithful in loving the people around us? What if we chose to reach out a hand in love to our neighbors, to the person across the road? What if we made a choice each day to carry the peace of Jesus with us? That when we encounter people who are anxious, when we encounter people who are worried, when we encounter people who are stressed and overwhelmed, we intentionally take the peace of Jesus with us. to encourage them. To give them rest. To help break the cycle so that they can breathe and maybe see that things aren't necessarily the way that they thought that they were. What if we chose to intentionally forgive those who hurt us? I love it because a couple of weeks ago, while Emma was at Bible study, we had two windows broken on our car. What I love about that story, though, and what I love about what happened there is they went out, they checked on the car, had a couple of broken windows. So what? No one was hurt. Nothing was taken. But the instinctive reaction was, let's pray for them. Let's pray for this town. What a beautiful act of faithfulness to grow God's kingdom here. To choose to forgive and to choose to pray for God's blessings over those who have hurt. That is a small act of faithfulness that God uses to grow his kingdom. To love. To choose to scatter the seeds of God's goodness and faithfulness around us. Because God grows amazing and incredible things from an incredibly small seed. Whether it's a seed that we scatter in people's hearts or whether it is the seed of a small act of faithfulness that God uses to grow his kingdom. Because when we think about the history of the church, it started in one nation, Israel, and spread across the world and has changed the face of the world. God's kingdom does amazing and incredible things. And God's kingdom is going to do amazing and incredible things here in this place in our lives today. But the question is, what are those small acts of faithfulness that God is inviting you into, that God is inviting you to share, to choose to do, to reach out with today? Stop looking at the overwhelming problem. And instead, what are those small, simple acts that you can sow today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for who you are. Lord, I thank you that you are the God who takes something small and tiny and grows it into something incredible and powerful. Lord, I thank you that you take the small seeds that we sow and that it's not us who grows the plant, but it is you who grows the plant in the hearts of others. But Lord, that you invite us to be part of that process. You invite us to be faithful. Lord, I thank you that when we look at things around us and we feel overwhelmed, we feel like, how are we ever going to change this? How do we ever fix this or make this better? You're not calling us to fix everything straight away. Instead, you're calling on us to be faithful with the small acts to grow your kingdom so that you can do it. And so, Lord, we just lift this up to you and we say thank you for that. But Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes to see what are those small acts that you are calling us to today. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.